Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
93 WIVC, it's Terry Stacy along with Tina McIntosh. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing.
Good morning, everybody. Well, as promised in studio, we've got with us this morning two great guests that are going to help us understand some more about speech therapy. And so we've got Ashley Woodcox. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
And Ashley is the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Riverwalk Village in Noblesville. And then sitting next to her is Stephanie Ratliff. Did I say that right?
You did.
Man, I question myself a lot. And you are a senior rehabilitation consultant, speech therapist.
That's correct,
right?
Yes.
With American Senior Communities.
Correct, yes.
So speech therapy, just for the record, Terry, I don't know if you knew this about me, but I took speech therapy when I was a kid.
Why?
My S's.
Oh, S's? How
I
did
know,
you?
Now can everybody hear that?
I couldn't hear it.
My S's used to come out a little th-y, and so.
Like Cindy Brady?
A little bit. I am a little bit like Cindy Brady.
I don't hear it at all.
Yeah, well, it worked.
It sure did.
Stephanie, I'm going to address this question to you. I mean, I know what speech therapy meant for me as a child. Is it different for adults?
Yeah, it is different. I mean, you're still working with patients, trying to get them to be able to communicate better. So a lot of times somebody will say, well, I was referred to speech therapy because I have problems speaking. That could be expressive, like what you said, being able to express themselves. And it also could be receptive, not being able to understand exactly what somebody is saying to them. But we also work with swallowing. We also work with cognition. There's many aspects of speech therapy. So when you go to your resident, you say, well, I'm the speech therapist. And they say, well, I can talk fine.
Right.
but we have many aspects that we work with, especially with cognition and the long-term care aspect of speech therapy.
And is it usually as a result of some progression of a diagnosis that they need speech therapy as an adult?
No, it could be. It could be because of dementia, the progression of dementia. It could be a disease process. It could be a stroke. It could be a traumatic brain injury. I mean, we work with babies to the very elderly. It doesn't have a specific area that we're looking at.
Stephanie, would there be a sign then of something has gone wrong if a person was perfectly fine and spoke very well and then all of a sudden it changed? Could that be a sign of something that has occurred?
Absolutely, yes. If you all of a sudden have a difficulty with speaking or understanding or hearing or swallowing, and it's a very acute onset, then yes, I would definitely ask to speak to your physician.
You mentioned the swallowing issues that come with Alzheimer's sometimes or with a dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to that a little bit more? Why does that happen?
The disease process. Sometimes they have problems just getting the food to their mouth. It could be hand-eye coordination or hand-to-mouth sequencing. It could be attention to the task. They're unable to look at their meal and know what to do with that food that's in front of them. And then it also might be specifically swallowing. The muscles in your throat get weak just like any other muscle in your body as you age. So many times people have difficulty swallowing their food, and you might notice you go to visit your loved one, then all of a sudden they're eating food that is softer, more soups, more mashed potatoes, things that are easier to swallow than, say, a pork chop or a steak. So those are signs to look for. If all of a sudden you notice that you're having problems swallowing, your eyes are watering, you're starting to cough more during your meals, then that's something to not just avoid, because it could lead to pneumonia or some kind of lung infection, because the food is actually going the wrong way. Instead of into your stomach, it's actually going down into your lungs.
That's terrifying.
It is.
But it's, you know,
don't ever go out to eat with me, because I notice everything.
Oh, great. It's good.
Ask my husband.
I have a pretzel in my mouth at the moment. That's probably not good.
As I'm clearing my throat because of allergies. Well, and Ashley, what is your part? I know you're the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Riverwalk Village. What is your part as the Director of Admissions that ties in with speech therapy? I mean, do you see this with folks when they come in to talk about becoming a resident?
Absolutely, but it's not just me. It's everyone in our building. We're always looking for little things that could mean that they need to be with a speech therapist. So it's every, from the admission standpoint, before they're even in our building, and then after they're admitted, looking for those signs.
What kind of signs? What would you notice right away?
Well, just like Stephanie said, any problems with understanding, if they are having a hard time finding the words, any dementia diagnosis is an automatic trigger that makes me think that person may benefit from speech therapy.
And ladies, I know, you know, speech therapy, the goal is to get folks back to, I don't know the right way to say this, but back to kind of a working way of the speech and the swallowing and things. But is there a time ever that you have to just sit back and say, you know what, we're doing everything we can and you're doing a really great job and you're trying hard, but let's move to a board or, you know, some kind of visual cues. I mean, do you ever do that?
Absolutely. We look at providing the resident with the best quality of life. We want them to be as independent as possible. So if the resident is unable to express their basic wants and needs by verbally expressing it, then we will go any route that we can. And that's the speech therapist's job, is to evaluate the best way for them to be able to communicate.
And would that also affect then the family? Members as well?
Absolutely. You know, I always tell the speech therapist that I'm training, half your job is with the resident, the other half is training the staff members and the family members, because any disease process or any acute onset of a stroke or traumatic brain injury is very terrifying to the family, and to be able to be that support for them as well as the resident, it takes a team approach, like Ashley said.
I'm Tina McIntosh in studio with Terry Stacey here at Caregiver Crossing, and we're talking with Ashley Woodcox and Stephanie Ratliff, respectfully with Riverwalk Village. I want to make sure I get that right, in Noblesville and American Senior Communities, and talking a little bit about speech therapy. You know, we had a guest at Joy's house, and she had had a series of strokes and really had gotten to the point where verbal communication was not going to work. And you could see a lot by her eyes and, you know, her body language, but she was clearly very frustrated and didn't have, you know, after talking with the two of you, the appropriate speech therapist. But what we started doing was we taught her some basic sign language.
Absolutely.
And as, you know, as folks in this industry, are you okay with that? I mean, is it really just anything that works for her?
Absolutely. I have family members that will call me and say, hey, can we try this with Aunt Judy? And I say, absolutely. You know, whatever works best for that resident or that patient, that person, to be able to communicate. I mean, can you think about not being able to understand? Somebody's coming up into your face and you don't remember who they are. And all you need to do is show them a picture, and that reminds them of, oh my gosh, that's my son. And to decrease frustration, anxiety, fears, but to be able to express themselves and understand what's going on around them.
I have to be honest, you know, you're talking a lot about how people interpret that language as well. And mm-hmm. I think we probably need to have you back on the show to talk about the other side of that, because I didn't realize that was a part of speech therapy.
Yeah.
I think that would be a fascinating conversation. Ashley, if someone wanted to get in touch with you at Riverwalk Village, what is the best way for them to do that?
Well, you can always go to our website. It's ASCSeniorCare.com/Riverwalk. But the best way to just talk with me directly would be to call our building, and the number is 317-773-3760.
And we only have a few moments left here, but you do some screenings there.
Right, correct. We are partnering, well, May is Better Speech and Hearing Month. So in honor of that, we are partnering with the audiology program at Ball State University, and they are going to come into our building and offer free hearing screenings for seniors over the age of 55 on May 22nd from 10:30 to 12:30. And you can go to our website and get more information.
Excellent. We love that, and what a great service you're offering. For our friends, Ashley Woodcox, the Director of Admissions and Marketing with Riverwalk Village, and Stephanie Ratliff, Regional Rehabilitation Consultant, Speech Therapist at American Senior Communities. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you very
appreciate
much
for having us. Appreciate you being here. You bet. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.